the rest of the story. Dave was 10 years young when his eyes first beheld the most wondrous thing that he would ever see, and it was a car. I mean, a splendid, sleek, shiny automobile that he could never hope to own, and yet the incomparable beauty of which would haunt his dreams from then on. He saw it on television that first time, and then promptly, breathlessly called his parents to come look. They came. They looked. Mom just shook her head, but Dad understood, although neither could then have known how deeply this mere machine had impressed itself on the mind of their young son. As the boy grew up, other boys in the school acquired one by one the predictable youthful obsessions that were born and raged and just as quickly died away. David remained faithful to that one original fascination, the steering wheel behind which he clearly envisioned himself, the mesmerizing silhouette, the roaring engine of the car that could never be his. But this is the rest of the story. Dave's grown up now. He's become a performer, and more remarkably still, statistics considered, he's a very successful one. On February 27, 1996, Dave was appearing on stage in Raleigh, North Carolina, when the stage manager, right in the middle of Dave's performance, brings a telephone on stage to him. And Dave said, "What's this?" The stage manager answered, "It's your car." Well, that can mean only one thing. The automobile Dave has loved for 3 decades, which he knew was being auctioned that month in Los Angeles, was on the block at that very moment. The bidding at the auction house had gone much faster than anticipated. And if Dave wanted even a chance to acquire his heart's desire, he would have to start bidding on the telephone right now, right here, in front of everybody. Hastily, self-consciously, he explained to the audience. At first they chuckled. And then they murmured. But then, when they began to see the sincere expression comprised of both longing and terror on the performer's face, the crowd began to cheer. And David on the telephone is saying, "No, I promised myself I'd not bid any higher." But the audience is cheering, "Higher, higher, bid higher," as though they realize just what this means to Dave, and that this moment may never come again. Before Dave left the stage that evening, even before he had resumed his performance, an impossible lifelong hope had been fulfilled. Dave owned that splendid, sleek, shiny black car. For once upon a wish upon a star, a child of 10 fell completely, utterly, irrevocably in love with a machine. And yet, believing it unattainable, he procured the next best thing, a membership card, yellow and faded and frayed at the edges these 30 years later, a membership card in the Adam West Bat Club. And he carried that card in his wallet to this very day. But you were there when the magic really happened. You were there the evening a master magician bid for and bought the one and only original Batman Batmobile. You were there the night David Copperfield made $189,500 disappear and made a boyhood dream come true. Because you know the rest of the story.